Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yidid Nafshi, Chan Meir and Chai Rachel, and his whole family. That should have bracha v'atzlach v'chum asay dehem. Continuing our series of shiurim based on the Torah of Moreno, Hagon Atzadik Miranana v'eschanan el Hashem. Ve'eschanan el Hashem vav aleph yud is Rashi Tevis. Gematria Tov vav is 6, aleph is 1 is 7, and then yud is 10. As the Hashem is yud kei vav kei. So usually 7 plus 10 is 17. Here also gematria Tov is 17. Ve'esa hilemar is Rashi Tevis hevel. And what this means is that Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheyishan Gzartin Olatova, he's asking Hashem, Hashem, change my Gzardin for the good, my decree that I can't come into Eretz Yisrael. Please change it for the positive. In the schus of my neshama, which was good, it was a gilgul of the neshama, as is known, of Hevel. So that's the Gematria Tov of Eschanan El Hashem. And then Be'ez Hayhi Lemor is Rashi Tevis. Beis Hei Lamed is Rashi Tevis Hevel. Ve'eschanan el Hashem ve'esahi. And it doesn't say from what time. So we can say based on the Farshim on the Pasuk Lo Eis, it is not time Heasef HaMikne, it is not time for gathering in the cattle. Yaakov Avinu Alav Hashalom is davening, and he said that even if the time of Mashiach hasn't yet come, and the time to gather in Jewish people from their galus, even though it's los eis heasef hamikne, even though it's not time to gather in the cattle, the Jewish people, the sheep, nevertheless, al kopanim, as the pasuk continues there, ashku atzon uluchu re'u. Please, Hashem, give parnasa, give the tzon to drink, and go and graze. Give parnasa to the Jews, b'tkufas hagalus. Like I always say that Rain of Rabbeinu Zitzal said, it's a school to learn his Torah, and spread his Torah, so that he'll be intercede for you in Shemayim. So that's what this shtickle is saying, that even though it's lo say for Mikne, it's not time yet to gather in the kids, not yet from time for Mashiach, obviously, but at least give us Parnasa B'Shef and Galus, give us to drink and to eat. And here also, we can say the same thing. Ve'eschanan El Hashem. El Hashem, El Havaya, is Begematria Nun Zayin, which is 57. But the important thing is not the number. The important thing is that it's Zun. What is Zun? To sustain. So that's what it means. El Havaya. Elavaya begematria zon, sustain. Be'esahi, which is at that time, what time? It doesn't say, it's lashon nistar, it's hidden. Meaning it's a time of hiddenness, we're still in the galus. There's no clarity, there's no nevuah, there's no ruach hakodesh. So be'eschanan el Hashem, elavaya, zon us, sustain us, give us parnasa. Be'esahi, at that time of hiddenness. So you're right, it's not your time for Mashiach, unfortunately. But at least make it comfortable for us physically. That's the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Love it. You can't get the whole thing if you can't hit a grand slam. So at least you'll take a single. In the meantime, obviously, we're not settling for the little bit of pranasa. But in the meantime, Be'esahi Lemor, Be'esahi, it's written Ahu. It's written Hey Hey Vav Aleph. That's Ahu. And it's read Hayhi. So with the Kolel, with the added one, it's Begematria, Bekoach Torah Mempei. Rashi Tevis. Mehalacha psuka. So it's these words, Be'esahi Lemor, with the ksiv of Ahu and the kri of Ahi, So the, with the Kolel, it's a gematria of a Koach Torah Mempe, Rosh Tevis, Mehalacha Psuka. In other words, the gematria, you figure out the gematria with the word Hahu, and then you add one, and altogether it's 761. That's the Kolel, and that equals B'koach Torah Mempe, which is Rosh Tevis Mehalacha Psuka, with the power of Torah, which is Halacha Psuka. The Maram is when it says in Maseches Bracha, saying Adam Mispal to Halacha Psuka, that you're only supposed to get up and daven from a set halacha, and therefore Dafka Sasa Makasa Belo Piresh Be'ezes Man. Pasuk doesn't tell us what time we're supposed to figure out. What is that? Halacha Psuka. Be'ese Hilemor. At that time saying, what's that proper time? B'koach Torah Mempe. B'koach Torah Me'halacha Psuka. That's the time we're supposed to daven. Be'ese Hilemor. Be'ese Hilemor is Rosh Tevas Halev, Behal, and Lav. So that's Merames. That alludes three times in a person's life. And that's based on what it says in Maseches Brachos. Le'es mitzel zumisa. So that's the yishigdavin for the proper thing at the proper time is misa. That's what it says. Ha'azos yispal kol chasid le'es mitzel. For finding it at the right time, yishigdavin for a good misa. That's the Baha'al. Baha'al is Hashem mavhil, to scare somebody. There's nothing scary like Yom HaMisa. And therefore, it's Be'esahi Lashem Nistar. Because Yom HaMisa is not known. So the spell Be'esahi Lamor, Be'esahi Lamor is Rosh Tevis Behals and Mavhils. It's scary. Yom HaMisa is scary. So that's the Kavana of the Behal. And then you have the Tzeruf Osios Halev. It's talking about Zman Ikvasa de Mashiacha, that the footsteps of Mashiach, the Hester is going to be tremendous, the Hidness is going to be tremendous. And the Kedushas can only be hidden in a person's heart. That's Be'esa Hilemor, again, at that time, saying, which is something hidden. It's talking about Ikvasa de Mashiacha, where it's hidden in a person's heart, where the Kedusha is hidden in a person's heart. Basically, at that time, it's something hidden, which is talking about, there's a reference to the hidden Kedusha. And what's the Lahav? Also, Rosh HaTevis Lahav. As man she beis hamikdash kayim, lashon rom was visparus, she az libo shel adam nimtza visairus vislavus ledov kobo yisbarach, v'kul ol belav eish kodesh lesalus lamala. This is talking. This is a lashon of fire, of passion. So when there's a beis hamikdash, we have this passion for clinging to Hashem. We want to go higher and higher. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was. So these are the three times in a person's life. What are the three times? Misa, Ikvasa de Mashiacha, and Beis HaMikdash Kayim. So during all these three times, Moshe Rabbeinu was asking, V'eschanan el Hashem Be'esahi Leimor. At all of these three times, Be'esahi Leimor, saying there'll be koach for Am Yisrael to daven before Hashem, and that their tefillah should be accepted and bear great fruit. V'eschanan el Hashem be'esahi, it says in the Medrash Pli, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, Elokim Korasicha Tachsiv Reina Saticha Elokim Leparo, V'ata Rotze Lichnos Laretz Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, I called you an Elokim, Reina Saticha Elokim Leparo, and you want to come into Eretz Yisrael. Well, what does one have to do with the other? I called you Elokim, and now you want to come into Eretz Yisrael. Well, what's the connection? So we can explain this based on what it says in Sota. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael from the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. No. You want to come to Eretz Yisrael to make the mitzvahs, to fulfill the mitzvahs. And it says in Ksubas that if you live in Eretz Yisrael, it's like you have a God. If you live in Chutz La'aretz, it's like you don't have a God. So we can say that was what Moshe Rabbeinu meant. He wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael, that he should have this bechin of Yesh Lo Eloka, that he should have a God. That's why he wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael, not to eat the fruits. But he should have a God. Only in Eretz Yisrael it's considered that you have a God. And Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Atalot Tzarich Lazeh." I already called you Elokim. You have a great Maila, so you don't need to come into Eretz Yisrael. That's what he says. I called you Elohim, and you want to come into Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Medrash Pliya says, this wondrous Medrash. You don't need the Maila of having a God in Eretz Yisrael, because I already called you Elohim, so you're totally cool. You don't have to go in. It says, Hata Chilosa Laharis La'avtecha. Hata Chilosa Balaturim says, Beis B'misora. There are two times it says this lashon. One, over here, you started showing your servant. And another time, Hata Asher HaChilosa Limpol Nafolti Polofanov in Megillas Esther. So what's these two, Hata Chilosa, Asher HaChilosa, what's the connection between here and Megillas Esther? So we can explain, based on the Medrash Rabbah, on the Pasuk Tachanunim, Yidah Berash, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, Shebaitzel Boro B'Tachanunim, a supplications will be spoken by a poor man, that's Moshe Rabbeinu that came to his Creator and spoke supplications. And that's what the Eitzah of the Chachamim of Haman HaRasha was, that he should be machne himself before Mordechai HaTzadik, Asher HaChilosa L'Mpol, you started falling before, I'm not falling, people are fun of, you're going to continue falling. Just like Shaul HaMelech had mercy on Agag, who's Haman's ancestor, so too they said, you know, fall before him and he'll have mercy on you. But Haman, his gaiva brought him down. He said, no way, I'm not lowering myself before anybody. So he was a man of chutzpah, and therefore he was totally lost. So Atah Chilosa LaRosis Avdecha, just like Moshe Rabbeinu supplicated himself before the Borei, so too Haman's advisors told him to supplicate before Mordechai, but he didn't. V'gavaso nishbasa, and he was knocked out. Ken yovdu kol aivecha Hashem. Ebrana ve'eres ha'aretz ha'tova. Let me pass over and see the good land. It says in the Medrash Pliya, Im evrana tarotze batela ta'atzlachna. God says to Moshe, you want to give him to go into Eretz Israel, so you have to move out there. What you said, slachna. You asked that I should forgive this nation. If you want to go in, be mevatel, that nullify that. So what does one have to do with the other? It's a Medrash Pliya, it's a wonder. So it would appear, based on the Medrash Rabbah, Moshe Rabbeinu l'nichas l'Eretz Yisrael ki olev l'dor ha'midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come to Eretz Yisrael because he is the guarantor of the generation of the desert. In order she'b'schuso him yavo yachad ito v'tchiyas ha'mesim l'Eretz Yisrael v'vias Mashiach tzidkenu. He's their guarantor in order that in his merit they will come together with him at the time of tchiyas ha'mesim, the Eretz Yisrael, when the righteous Messiah comes. And not for Moshe Rabbeinu, they wouldn't be zochah to come in the future, the Eretz Yisrael. Like it says in Rashi, Vayeser Rasheyam in Dvarim 33:21, who is that? Moshe with the Rasheyam. Moshe is coming. Vayeser means Moses to come. Moshe with the Rasheyam. So it comes out that Moshe Rabbeinu has to die in the Midbar, the Tovas Dor HaMidbar, so that he's their guarantor. He can bring them into Eretz Yisrael and Mashiach comes. And therefore it says later on, Vayisaber bi Hashem bi lemanchem. In other words, letovaschem, for your benefit, the Kadosh Baruch Hu got angry at me, so I can bring you into Eretz Yisrael. And that's what the Divrei Medrash Rabbah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu lemosa, tov lasechev b'shnei roshim. You're holding on the rope on both ends. Im slachna ta mevakesh. So it turns out that you want what's good for the Jewish people. You care about the Dor HaMidbar. What? That you want them to be forgiven. So how's that good if they're not, don't get up for Tchiyas HaMesim? Ah, you want them to get up to Tchiyas HaMesim, forget about the Ebrana going into Eretz Yisrael. The only way they're going to get up is if you forget about that. If you mevatel the Ebrana, then I'll give them the slachna, I'll forgive them. But if not, you want to go in, then they're finished, so it's really not worth your while. Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami, Yoimar Elokeichem, it says in the Medrash Tanchuma, Lama Kofla Navi Pamaim, Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami, Meshekashir Chatu, Va'over Yisrael, Ala Torah, Nemchu, B'Kiflaim. He doubled it because the Jews got hit B'Kiflaim, the Jews got hit double. Ki Lakha Hashem Yad Hashem, Kiflaim, B'Chol Chatoseha. So we got a double whammy punishment, so we also get a double whammy Nechama. And therefore Isaiah comes, Yishayo comes, and he says, Nechama B'Kiflaim, Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami. V'chol anisim shenasu Yisrael b'midbar, all the nisim that were done in the midbar, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to do it b'kiflayim b'shuva l'tzion b'racham and b'vo agula ashleima. When he comes back, he's also going to do double nisim. So we have to understand what the pasuk says. In the future, God's going to do double. We have to understand why the pasuk says Yaymar alekechem lashon asid, and not Amar alekechem. Nachmu nachmu ami Yomar alekechem. Say Amar, God said, not God will say. So we could say it's coming to me in Rami's in the Gemara. It's a Sher Yaymar Hashem Yisrael asid lavo b'vo agula ashleima. It says in Masechet Shabbos, Rabbi Darshan, what does it mean in the pasuk when it says L'chula avini v'chacha Yaymar Hashem? What does it mean Yaymar Hashem, not Amar Hashem? And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the future is going to show the Jewish people. Yaymar Lehem, go to your avos. V'vakesh rachamim. That's in the v'chacha, is Yochichu Eschem. They're going to rebuke you. They're going to be mechaper you on your avonos. And the Jewish people are going to say, Rabbono Shel Olam, who are you sending us to? Go to Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, you told him you were going to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years, and he didn't ask mercy for us. Yitzchak made a gave bracha on Esav al charbach hatichya, and he didn't ask mercy for us. Yaakov Avinu anochi ered Mitzrayim, and you told him I'm going down to Egypt with you. He didn't ask mercy for us. We only have you. So, Hashem says, since you depended on me, so im yuchat teichem kashanim kashalig elbino, so I'm going to forgive your sins. So you see this. That's the yomar. That's the yomar in the future. That's this discussion we're going to have in the future, where God says that He's going to have mercy on us. So that's Nachmu Nachmu Ami Yoymar Alekechem. Okay, there's a lot more beautiful Torah in this week's parasha. We will conclude here. Give us a bracha. We should learn more great Torah from the Tzaddik. And Bizocha Takat Nachmu Nachmu Ami Yoymar Alekechem. Dabu Alevi Yerushalayim Bekiru Eila. Chulei V'chulei. And Bizocha Tadigula Hashleim. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom Shalom.